Today begins the sixth year of the U.S. occupation of Iraq. In Brooksville, 65 people called for peace to mark the anniversary of the invasion. 24 counter-demonstrators who support continuing the U.S. occupation of Iraq also chanted and held signs alongside them at the Hernando County Courthouse. Brooksville resident and World War II veteran Joseph Murphy held a sign that said "Jail Bush" because he believes that after a fair trial, President George W. Bush would be found guilty of crimes against the country.
We fought against Adolf Hitler in Germany, and then we wind up with Adolf Hitler being in the White House. I never thought I would see the day when I would say that Adolf Hitler resides in the White House. But Mr. Bush did this same thing as Mr. Hitler did. Hitler invaded Poland, and Mr. Bush invaded Iraq under false pretenses. And he knew it was false, and most of the American people knew it was false. It was not a mistake. It was an out-and-out lie.
Bring home the troops!
Jeannie from Clearwater wore a shredded dress that had the U.S. Constitution printed on it. She held a sign that said, "Bush's war, your money."
They might not have paid much attention to what was going on before with the war, but I think now that it's hitting them in their pocketbooks, this is something that everybody can relate to, and maybe they'll get on board with what's really going on.
And our flag was still there.
But Maxine Colby from Brookridge in Hernando County said she supports the troops and doesn't think the war should end.
Oh, I'd love to see it end, but I think if it ends now, we'll have another war. Right now, I'm supporting them by sending care packages.
Dick Coffrin from Inverness held a sign that read, "Support President Bush and our troops." Coffrin said that the Middle East would be in more turmoil if the U.S. had not invaded Iraq.
I support our government. I support what we're doing. I'm happy that we haven't had another attack on this country in 2,300 days, and I think it's due to what we've been doing, the fight that we've been taking to them rather than them bringing it to us. Iraq and Al-Qaeda in general. Al-Qaeda would have been back here had it not been for Iraq, for what we did in Iraq.
No cut and run! No cut and run!
A woman who would not tell WMNF her name or where she is from said that the United States is in danger of being attacked by Iraqis.
None of us likes a war, but if it comes down to protecting our land here at home by volunteer troops going and doing what they feel is right for this country, I'm all for it. Those people on the corner that are protesting, they have their rights too, but they don't respect our right to support our troops. It's just amazing that they live in a country like this where they don't have their heads chopped off for saying what they feel.
But the 24 supporters of the continuation of the war were well outnumbered by those who opposed the occupation. They pointed out reasons like the war's $3 trillion price tag, according to Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz, the nearly 4,000 U.S. service personnel who have died in Iraq, the uncounted Americans who have died as private mercenaries in Iraq, and the estimates of over 1 million Iraqis who have died. Diane Parker from Zephyr Hills held a sign that read, "Create Peace."
This has been a big waste. Well, you know, all the old stuff. We've wasted money. And I hate the fact that we've lost so many soldiers. And I hate worse the fact that so many of them are coming back injured in the ways that they are.
Tell me how many more you want to have die over there.
The coalition of groups organizing this rally and others noting the five-year anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq was called 5yearsofwar.com. John Palm had a table set up for people to sign petitions to impeach President Bush. He said about 50 people had signed. Another person calling for an end to the Iraq occupation was Joe Lemieux from Spring Hill.
I'm carrying a bucket and a bottle of water, and I've been walking around today asking people if they wanted to be waterboarded. I went into Ginny Baron Waite's office and I asked her staff, figuring that since her boss approved of this measure, that maybe they would like to see what it was like. But instead of coming outside, they threw me out of the office.